Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the first annual Champions of Rec League Cup between the Trash Pandas of Etobicoke and the Oshawa North Stars. And you know what they're like this year. They've had a marvelous season here at Ryerson's Mattamy Athletic Center in downtown Toronto. Joe Bowen here along with Jim Ralph. 38 years of doing NHL hockey, and it's come to this.
Well, here's the thing, though. You used to, every preseason, you say the same thing to me. You say, this is my time because I played preseason.
Yes.
Game. This is your time because you still play rec hockey.
Well, I do.
But there's a huge positive to that.
I know that.
Because it is absolutely about people that still have a passion for the game. I think one of the problems we have with kids growing up, they're told at 12 or 13, you're not going to go to junior, you're not going to get a scholarship.
Really?
People get away from the game.
Yeah.
And then they come back in their 20s to play it for the reason they should have in the first place, which is
just
to have fun,
well,
and the passion. So that's what, for me, I'm looking forward to tonight, where you're seeing it's a neat venue for them to play in.
Oh, absolutely.
Here. We did many games here at Maple Leaf Gardens.
Yes, we did.
And sort of with the game being broadcast on the radio and everything else is kind of a neat setup.
We've got Gord Stellick down at ringside, and here on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. The Trash Pandas, sort of a name, raccoons.
Was that what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know, Trash Pandas. They look like a panda, but they're into the trash
can. I thought when I saw the names of the teams that were going in, it was like Catholics versus convicts.
Remember it's not
Notre
like
Dame
that.
Against
no, it's
Miami
not.
Hurricanes.
No, it's Trash Pandas against North
just
Stars.
Just by the names.
I know that. Well, we'll have some fun with it. And right now it's time for the team lineups. We're going to turn it over to PA announcer Simon Bennett.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the first annual Champions of Rec League Cup. Brought to you by The Beard Store and Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Between the Trash Pandas and the Oshawa North Stars. Tonight's referee was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 2008 and has officiated more games than anyone in NHL history. Ladies and gentlemen, Ray Scampanello! Introducing first, the Trash Pandas! In goal from Unionville, number 0, Mark Lee! In goal from Acton, number 31, Luke Harris! On defense from Mississauga, number 2, Kyle Walker! On defense from Mississauga, number 6, Beth Dollimore. Yeah! On defense from Orangeville, number 10, Greg Perry.
Yeah, Greg!
At center from Unionville, number 11, Mike Kalkinen.
Greg!
On defense from Orangeville, number 13, Mike Schwartzel.
Yeah, Mike!
At center from Burlington, number 14, Matt Collum. On defense from Newmarket, number 19, Andrew Groskor. At forward from Mississauga, number 21, Whitney Kennedy. At center from Markham, number 22, Henri Bieber. On defense from Unionville, number 42, Ryan Bulger. At forward from Brampton, number 72, Eric Dirksen. At forward from Unionville, number 79, Michael Dwyer. At forward from Kingston Peninsula, New Brunswick, number 86, Mike Scarth. At forward from Peterborough, number 88, Nick Gengione. At forward from Unionville, number 91, Mike Benham. And the captain of the Trash Pandas from Newmarket, number 17, Adam Wynn. Ladies and gentlemen, the head coach of the Trespanners is Anthony Stewart. And now, the lineup for the Oshawa North Stars. In goal from London, number 27, Mike McRoberts. On defense from Scarborough, number 2, Dirk McNaughton. At left wing from Oshawa, number 4, Eric Nesovich. At right wing from Whitby, number 5, Bradley Harden. On defense from Port Hawkesbury, Nova Scotia, number 7, Jim McNeil. At right wing from Oshawa, number 8, Noman Vanya. At center from Thunder Bay, number 9, Gary Skirving. At left wing from Inverness, Nova Scotia, number 10, Jason McLean. At left wing from Morrill, PEI, number 11, Aaron Topple. On defense from Antigonish, Nova Scotia, number 13, Alan McDonald. At center from Kitchener, number 16, Alan Judges. On defense from Scarborough, number 17, Craig McPhee. At right wing from Woodville, Ontario, number 19, Sean Murray. At center from Toronto, number 61, Shane Vassalo. On defense from Compton, Ontario, number 72, Carl McLaren. At left wing from Craignish, Nova Scotia, number 77, Dwayne Cummings. At left wing from Whitby, number 91, Mike Longo. At right wing from Chatham, Ontario, number 93, Ryan Savoie. And the captain of the North Stars on defense from Valley East, Ontario, number 64, Daryl Mathers. The head coach of the North Stars is Mike Sigamanis. And now, ladies and gentlemen, please rise and remove your hats and join the beer store's own Kara Melinda Gantz for the singing of our national anthem.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love for all of us command. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, our true north strong and free. From far and wide, oh Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God, keep our land glorious and free. Oh Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
And here we go, and a nice rendition from Kara Melinda Gantz. We had a nice chat with her. She's been with the beer store for 15 years and very much involved in the Returns for Leukemia, which I have very close to as well. We started that so many years ago, did about $500,000 over a weekend.
That's a May long weekend.
Yes. Yeah. After the May 2-4 weekend. Right. Last year, $1.6 million in one day. And this year, in 2020, they're going to see if they can't get to $2 million. Isn't that unbelievable?
Yes.
And childhood leukemia and certainly adults, and it's close to our hearts for sure, and a wonderful rendition of the national anthem. So it is the Trash Pandas and the Oshawa North Stars. Mike Roberts is getting the start in goal down to our left for the Oshawa North Stars. And I believe, I've got to check here, make sure that that's the right goalie because we've got two of them and we don't have side numbers. I think that is Mark Lee down to the right, but we'll double check it as we get going. And we're going with the North Stars to the left, the Trash Pandas to the right. Race Campanello drops the puck and we're underway. Chipped in along the boards there by Vanya to get it in over the line and has it taken away and spun around to the far side. Up on the right wing side, a long lead pass ahead there for Adam Wynn that didn't quite connect, and it's scooped around back of the net. You can see that the pace is already really lightning quick. Well, maybe not that fast, but it's there. An errant pass. Oh, this should be interesting. We're backpedaling into our own zone and playing it off over on the far wing. They're looking up for Matt Collum, and he couldn't get the pass to him. And now it's bumped off the boards, but intercepted on the near side by Alan Judges, who plays it off on the right wing. Brought right back again by Mike Scarth in over the line on the right wing side. Scarth trying to get in around, goes around back of the net, centered. And it was knocked away there by the North Stars and played out at center ice. The Trash Pandas, or the Raccoons, if you will, if you have one of them in your backyard. Intercepted here by Shane Vassalo. He carries into the corner, around back of the net. Vassalo trying to get it back to the point and does. And it is scooped in there by Daryl Mathers, who gets it in around back of the net. The Pandas getting it off the boards. Grabbed off there by Eric Dirksen, and he gave the puck away. A whistling drive. Holy mackerel, what a save by Mark Lee. I think. How was that?
Well, I don't think he knows they got it. But that was a rocket, though, wasn't it?
Darkson now sends it into the screen and out of play, and we have no score. How have the goaltenders been this year so far, Ralphie? Mark Lee, what kind of a season is he having?
Mark Lee? Well, let's start with Mike Roberts.
All right, let's go with Mike McRoberts.
Now, they say in reading his bio, they said he's a battler between the pipes, and he actually plays better when he's under the weather. No, that's in the bio. So I asked him when he came in today, I said, how you feel? And he said, great. So we'll see. This will be a high-scoring affair.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you've had a night out the night before, you always play better.
I just find you don't care as much.
No. Cleared out at center ice, and it is the North Stars sending it down into the zone. Gary Skirving hustling in after it, but the Pandas have played it up on the left wing, just out of the reach of the hard-skating Eric Dirksen. Well, maybe not. No, that's Mike Dwyer, actually, and he wasn't skating all that hard either. As it's played to the line, trapped there by Greg Perry. He plays it in around back of the net to the far side. Ryan Bolger, who's from Unionville, John Bolger, good friend of mine. Got a lot of Unionville players on here. How come I didn't get a chance to play?
They're winners, Joe.
No, they have better scouting. Shot down the ice, and McRoberts is out to play it around back of the net.
I don't know why Ray Scampanello hasn't whistled down an icing yet.
No. Scampi's one of our favorites. Oh, here's a turnover in front of the net. Angione. Oh, foul. Foul. Where's the officiating? A penalty shot is being awarded. One of the rules, there'll be no penalties, just penalty shots. So Scampi has got a penalty shot awarded here. And we're going to have, and who's taking it here? I believe it is Nick Angione, isn't it? Attaboy, Scamp! Love Scampi's work, don't you?
I did until that call.
Here he goes, Nick Angione against Mike McRoberts. Angione slowly over, almost lost the puck, then did lose it, then shoots it into the pads. And that was pretty much a waste of time. But a nice effort, I thought. Good save by McRoberts.
Commonly known now as a timeout. As a face-off will be to the left of Mike McRoberts.
You know, Ralphie, the last time a scout came and watched these guys play, it was a kid selling apples who got lost, eh? You know that.
May not have watched for long. Now, I have guys actually on the way in apologize to me. Sorry about it. I said, well, it could be worse. I said, you could be watching me play another time.
Played her out on the far side. The Pandas keep it in with a shot, but now here's a long lead pass. A great opportunity moving in on goal. Scores! Holy mackinac. I think that was Andrew Groskorth who blew in there and gets the opening goal of the game for the Oshawa North Stars.
But I think it's Mike Longo makes a great pass from inside his blue line right in front of their bench. Cross ice, tape to tape, and the penalty shot breakaway doesn't go, but the regulation breakaway does. Just looking for a replay. Oh.
No replay. No. I don't think. Someone drawing it? Maybe yeah. There's a sketch artist. Centering pass, kicked back into the corner from the North Stars.
But it was a great pass. Cross ice.
Well, 307.
They're obviously not handing out assists tonight.
No. Sean Murray gets the goal. They had somebody else wearing that number. So Sean Murray gets them on the board. A wrist shot and a kick save and a beauty by McRoberts. Played into the blue line and a backhand try there against the Pandas. And they're trying to clear it around back of the net. And they do get it into the near corner. Sean Murray with the goal as it's sent all the way down the ice. Around back of the goal. A loose puck comes to the North Stars on the right side, and a shot deflects right on goal, and a good save made there by Mark Lee. Now here's the Pandas getting in over the line, working in into the corner. Bieber with a shot, and that deflected wide. Comes right into the slot. McNaughton tries to get a shot, and it was kicked away there by the goaltender. Another shot goes high and wide, and it's going to carry him all the way out into the center ice area.
It's actually pretty good pace to start of this. Is this a little quicker than what you're used to?
Ours is
playing,
stop. Ours is pretty much stop. We have the Legends Division and the Prospects Division, Mr. Ralph. The Legends Division is over 50 and pretty much stops. In fact, John Kaukonen, whose son is playing for the Trash Pandas, is one of my defensemen. Brilliant player, may I add.
So everybody retires a legend.
Pretty much, yes. Yeah. North Stars trying to get the puck out. Pandas shoot it back. Ooh, Scampi almost got hit in the head there. He's not wearing his helmet again. Loose puck now turned over. Pandas with a pass into the corner, and it was just out of the reach of Adam Wynn. Wynn trying to get it in front of the net. Bounces to the ring. And one-handed out and down the ice by the North Stars. Right back in come the Trash Pandas. Here's Matt Collum trying to get a shot. And that was kicked aside. 1-0 in favor of the Trash Pandas here as it goes out and down the ice. And goaltender Mark Lee will stop it.
Scaminello looks more like a scarecrow, doesn't he? Anything that happens, he throws the arms out. No icing.
Oh, no.
Offsides appear to be more of a suggestion.
Yeah, passing on the right side for Savoie. The North Stars couldn't get around the Trash Pandas defense, and it's brought back by Angione up on the right side for Adam Wynn. Wynn goes in with the, well, looked like he was going to backhand it, then carried it into the corner and got completely lost in there and then gave the puck away.
Still trying, Joe.
All right, let's give him at least that.
Yeah, he'll be all over.
Well, I know. Angione around back of the net, into the corner. He's got Eric Dirksen there as the pass comes in front. Shot scores! The Trash Pandas have tied the game!
Kind of a broken play that ends up right at the left hash mark. in front of the Trash Pandas net. And who's that? Is that number 12?
That's number 11, Mike Kaukonen. My buddy's son just tied the game 1-1.
Quick shot goes 5-hole. Shots on goal 4-3 as we're past the midway mark of the opening period.
I'm glad to see you're still in charge of shots on goal. That's great.
I'm really going to concentrate on them, too.
Here's a loose puck in front. The shot stopped by Mark Lee. As roaring in there was Shane Vassalo. Now around back of the net. Played up onto the far boards. Kaukonen can't get to it. It's played back of the net. Vassalo trying to center. And it is knocked away now. Beth Dollimore is the best defenseman that they have out there for the Trash Pandas. I asked her what she was doing with this group of fools, and she just laughed. She said, and the rest of them said, well, she's our best player. We have to have her out there. So she is a solid defense person in back of the Trash Pandas defensive core. Oh, Scampi just called an icing.
Yeah, he's not going to get the puck, though,
no,
is he?
Not. Somebody bring the puck.
He's actually waving to one of the players to fire it down to him.
There we go.
By the way, Bruce Campanella, esteemed member of the Hockey Hall of Fame, and was the last official to do an NHL game without a helmet. They brought the rule in, but it was grandfathered in.
So. And the other thing that he did was every game he had to have a new pair of skate laces. So by the time he retired, if you put one skate lace attached to the other, it went from Vancouver to Halifax. And I asked him why he did that, and he said, because they were free. My sons, Derek and Sean, used to have to bring Scampi a new pair of laces every time he came to do a game in Toronto.
He's probably got 43,000 boxes of gum still in his garage, too.
Shot from the point, whistled just wide of the North Star goal. North Stars get it up on the wing, and it is punched out at center ice. And
yes.
The Trash Pandas are going back for it.
Scampi's done with the ice.
He's done, yeah. Greg Perry starting out of his own zone. Well, then you have to go get the puck. Played in over the line, 3:50 to go in the first period. 12-minute stop time. Here's Bieber in with a shot. Oh, and a good save. Rebound, scores! Holy mackinaw! Bieber scores to make it 2-1.
Now, Henri Bieber gets some room down the left wing side. Fires a shot. The first one is stopped by McRoberts, but the Biebs gets the rebound.
I love
right
his music,
back
by the way.
Stick.
He was just at the game last night,
Bible.
Wasn't he?
Yeah, plays a lot of hockey, though.
Yes.
Hockey.
Yeah, apparently, he's in the... Here's a shot. Oh, what a save made there. Mark Lee, left hand. Brilliant save. Reminded me a lot of myself in the Unionville Men's League there, Mr. Ralph.
Except for the result, yeah. The style, I can see.
You he's mean moving. Spread out in panic?
Yeah. He's moving from his left to his right, and it's deflected back the other way, and falling forward, he's able to throw the glove up.
I'm sorry, but that's a good save.
That's
I don't care what league you're in.
That's a great save.
Now, here are the Trash Pandas. A pass by Matt Cullum that no one in captivity could have reached is played in front of his own goal now. And here are the North Stars trying to move it off the glass, and they bounce. Oh, a little stretch pass. Did you see the goal sucked down there? And here's a good chance in on goal, but unfortunately, Bradley Harden had to go wide. Mathers at center ice for the North Stars. Banks it to himself into the corner and goes in there after it. He's got McLean in front of the net, but he couldn't get the puck to him. Jason McLean standing there, and now the Pandas will get it out into the center ice area and down as Jim McNeil has to go back to pick it up. A 2-1 Trash Panda lead. Whoa! Played it right through the blue paint. Looked like Marty Marincin. Now brought out on the center ice area and played on the backhand by Vassalo. That was intercepted. Trash Pandas in on the right side. Scarth trying to get it in front, and Kyle Walker was going hard to the net and didn't get the pass. Now the Pandas are back into the forecheck. Matt Cullum back of the net. Pass intercepted in front by Jim McNeil. McNeil doesn't get it out. Walker trying to keep it in, and now it'll be Dirk McNaughton in the far corner getting it to the line. One, two, three, four, five. almost too many men on the ice, but I don't think Scampi's counting either. Played on the backhand, and a quick shot was taken there in the slot, and it went just wide. Down into the corner, it goes with Scarth. Mike Scarth getting in front of the net, but the puck comes back to the blue line. The Pandas with a wrist shot that went high and wide. Near side now for Walker. He got it in front of the net, but couldn't get a pass. And now finally the North Stars are able to play it out at center, but trying to get that stretch pass didn't work as Walker was there to intercept. Now Kaukonen in over the line. Kaukonen with a shot, and it's deflecting and going up into the screen and out of play. 1:31 mercifully less than the first period.
Talked to Mike Zygomanis, who is coaching one of these teams. Said he talked to his team earlier, and I asked, you know, are there any kind of cap issues with your club? And he said, no, most of them are twist off now, so it's not. It's not,
well, that's,
it's not,
that's good.
It's not
it
a
is
real
a beer
problem.
League.
Yeah.
It's a beer league, yes. Played around the boards by McDonald, Alan McDonald for the North Stars as it comes up on the wing, and now a break down the right wing side. Oh, back checking. Did you see that? Schwartzel had back checking. Whoa! And then one of the Pandas goes crashing into his own net. At the point, kept in at the blue line by Craig McPhee. Centering pass! Oh! Just missed it as it went wide. Another shot goes wide of Mark Lee. And the puck in the corner with less than a minute to go. McPhee, round back of the net. Works to the right wing side, trying to come in front. Played it off on the wing. Murray is trying to work in. Sean Murray played it into the slot, and it's knocked away. And now here's a slowly developing two-on-two. And a long shot is sent well wide of the net off the stick of Michael Dwyer. Oh, a nose plant done in the corner there by Ryan Bolger, who lost an edge or just can't skate. Brought back the other way by the North Stars, and a shot that goes high over top of the goal. Played around the boards, just seconds remaining, 21. Shoot it! Oh, good save. Rebound! Oh, a couple good saves made by Mark Lee.
Well, Mark Lee's made about three or four outstanding stops there. That was the Dominic Hasek impersonation. Stops the first one with the left pad, and then it's on his back with his arm across the goal line to take away the rebound.
And spread out, and the buzzer will end the first period of play-by-play action with the Trash Pandas leading by a score of 1-0. You're listening to the Champions of Rec League Cup in partnership with the Beer Store on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. We are back here at Mattamy Center where the Trash Pandas have a 2-1 lead over the Oshawa North Stars. And let's go down to between the benches and join Gord Stelling.
Joe, the winning team so far, 2-1, the Trash Pandas, and first head coach Anthony Stewart. Is this like a dream on your 35th birthday to be coaching in the Champion of Rec League Cup?
I honestly would not want to be anywhere else at this time. It's great. I got my brand new hat for a birthday. The team has been great. They brought me a new hat. They brought me a cake, so I'm loving life right now. I'm very happy to be coaching the Trash Pandas. So it's good to be up 2-1. We've got to continue to get pucks deep and keep getting gritty, but I'm happy to be here, absolutely.
Mentally, the 1-0 first goal the other way, how'd you get the team back and ready?
Well, I said we just got to live up to our name. You know, we got to be going for the scraps. We got to be digging. We got to be scoundering all around. So, but just like we say, just pucks deep. Pucks deep, pucks on net, old-time hockey. So we had 7 shots that period, 7-6. I got my card. I'm keeping track. So keep it up. Big second period to come.
Okay, big player Ryan Bolger. Joe mentioned as well, we're biased because they're both great friends of your parents, John and Joanne, and I'm godparent to Michael and that. So Joe did mention, though, near the end of the period, you either fell, you caught an edge and fell on the boards, or you just can't skate. What do you want to tell Joe?
Well, we're live on air, so I'm going to say it definitely caught an edge. It was the, I want to give a shout-out to the guys who sharpened my skates earlier today. I also want to give a shout-out to the other team. They're picking cherries like it's harvest season in July in Niagara down there. We just got to play. Stick pucks deep, just like Coach said. Give him a birthday gift and go home with the 2 points.
You enjoying it?
Loving it.
Okay.
Wouldn't rather be anywhere else.
Sounds good. Ryan Bolger, good luck the next two periods. And like we said, it's 2-1. Here we have the Trash Pandas have the lead. You're listening to the Champions of Rec League Cup in partnership with the Beer Store on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Welcome back to the Mattamy Center. We're ready to go with the second period with the Trash Pandas of Etobicoke. Although there's a lot of Markham and Unionville guys on this team.
Imports? Is there an import rule?
It sounds like, yeah, I don't know if there's an import rule. I think you can be in either area code, I think, which is fine. So they switch ends. Trash Panda's moving from left to right and going back to get the puck is Beth Dollimore, who plays it around on the far side and up on the left wing. Now here's a break for the North Stars, who tried to keep it in. The puck comes free, and Adam Wen, the captain of the Trash Pandas, gets it to Dollimore, who gets it ahead and in over the line. Cleared quickly back out at center ice, and then Wen, apparently not using that puck possession idea that the Leafs are doing, just shot the puck into the corner.
Wen.
No, that's his name, Wen. Don't start. Here's Dollimore. She's got the puck in her own zone, tying up Mathers. Mathers gets free and a shot! Scores! Mathers with the shot, and in front of the net was Allen Judges. And I think Judges may get credit for the goal as it ties the game at twos.
Giveaway in the slot is turned in, and again, we had Mark Lee make the original stop. But the rebound bounces into the blue paint, is eventually whacked home, and we get a 2-2 tie now early in the second.
And Mike Zigomanis in behind the North Star bench is celebrating.
Now, the one thing we should tell you, the North Star's uniforms, white pants.
No, that's the Trash Pandas. They have the white pants.
What did I say?
You said North Stars. There's only two teams.
All right, which one's that one over there? Trash Pandas.
Yes.
Have white pants.
Yes. Yeah, they're completely new uniforms, and they are decked out and looking great.
Now, do you remember the only NHL team to wear white pants? I believe the only team in NHL history.
Here's a chance in over the line now for Harden. Oh, and they score. Nice pass. I think it's Mike Longo who finishes. And the North Stars have struck quickly here in the second period.
Mike Longo had the great pass out of his zone in the first period to set up the first goal. And as an easy tap-in as a 2-on-0 is completed to our left.
Is the answer to your question the Golden Seals?
No. The Washington Capitals, 1974 or 75, 76, 74, 75, I believe.
Did they find
Wore them for a year.
Yeah, but they started got awfully dirty, I guess.
Well, they actually, perspiration stains.
Oh, here's a chance now for Kupkinen. His shot was blocked.
It changed the color of them, at least.
Sure.
They thought it was perspiration. They eventually got permission from the league to go to the blue pants.
There, the North Stars coming to center again and over the line. And Longo couldn't quite handle the puck. And then Savoie had it to come off his stick as well. Played off the boards and down into the Trash Panda zone. Hustling back is Kyle Walker to play it around the boards. And now a 3-2 Oshawa lead. A turnover, and Savoie is trying to get after the puck. He gets it taken away there by the Trash Panda's Groskorth. And it's cleared to the line, but not out. McDonald with a shot, and that was kicked away nicely by Mark Lee. Long lead pass looking for Mike Scarth didn't work. And the Trash Pandas have to go back into their own end. Andrew Groskorth in back of his goal. Almost, no, he did give it away. But the pass in front of the net for Longo went astray as well. Back to the blue line. Oshawa playing it off onto the wing. Could have been a foul there, but referee Scampanello bade the game go on. Against the boards. Walker getting kind of pushed there. Now the North Stars keep it in with McPhee in the corner trying to center. That went off a leg. And now here are the Pandas bringing it out. Trash Pandas up on the right wing side. And across the line, Bolger trying to center. Oh, good save by McRoberts on a nice little tip in front of the net. We got a goal suck. Did you see him down there? Did you see him, Longo? He was right on the blue line. What's that all about?
He's already got his assist.
I know.
And a goal.
Now the Pandas get through center, across the line. Scampy old Eagle Eye saw that was offside and quickly whistled it down.
Now we did say to Scampy before the game, we were sitting in the stands talking to him, because he is the only official on the ice, I said, I hope there's a fight. I wanna see the reason Scampi's in the Hall of Fame, breaking up fights. I mean, and these
there were some bigger guys then. Yeah, you're right.
He was tough. John D'Amico, I think, comes to mind as well as smaller guys that were just as tough as any player.
Played out at center ice, then brought back in again. A chance here for Adam Wynn, and the shot was kicked away by McRoberts. Pass intercepted now by Collum, trying to center, and McRoberts has picked that out of the air and holds for a faceoff coming in the Oshawa North Star end.
Both goaltenders have made some great stops.
Yeah, they have.
Both ends of the rink. Mark Lee is, you know, in the first period, I think he was the reason that the Trash Pandas got out of the first period with the lead.
So the faceoff in the circle to the left of Mike McRoberts. Draw one by the Pandas, but it's played into the corner. Harden couldn't get to it for the North Stars. And now they'll try and chop it up on the wing, but the Pandas are there again. Here's Collum in front of the net, just rolled off the stick of Adam Wynn. Wynn along the far boards, trying to chip it free. And grabbing it there is Daryl Mathers, trying to get it around back of his goal. And he gets it to the side of the net, but can't get it out. Now they're going to try the other side. And McLaren will play it to the line, but not out. Kept in, and a rolling puck in on goal is scooped aside by Mike McRoberts. Centering pass. Oh, where's the officiating? Long lead pass. The Oshawa North Stars in. And the pass intercepted by Greg Perry and played down the ice.
I don't know. You missed that call. That can't happen at this level.
What level? This hasn't even gotten into the elevator to get out of a level. You know, I'll tell you, any rec league that you're in, and my kids play in them now and everything, and a lot of it, it's great friendships that you've had over the years, and you all end up playing together. Dorkson in with a shot, stop, rebound, scores! Mike Scarth! Holy mackinaw, what a nice play, a rebound goal, and the Trash Pandas have tied the game.
Again, not much the goaltenders can do on this shot. Big pad save, but the rebound kicked right out to the left side where Scars fires it into the empty net. I can agree on one thing. The goaltenders haven't given up anything soft.
Nope. Luke Harris is the other goaltender for the Trash Pandas. So I imagine that he's getting ready to come on here at the halfway mark. Nice pass there by Beth. Dollimore gets it down into the North Stars end. McNeil back of the goal to get it up onto the far side, chipped ahead. Oh, look at Beth getting over there to make a good defensive play. Now she has the puck on the far side. Carries in over the line, only to have it knocked away by Judges. Kept in at the blue line and launched over on the near corner. So Mike Scarth has tied the game. Oh, 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 oh! Tripping! Oh, finally, Eagle Eye Scampanello caught that. There's going to be another penalty shot. And the North Stars are getting it again. And I think it's McPhee, but I'm not sure who's going to take it here.
Well, this is a great opportunity to break the deadlock here as we get to the midway mark of this game.
Oh, here we are. It's Jim McNeil in on goal right down the middle. And he kind of lost the handle on it. And then Mark Lee made a pretty good save with the right leg. Penalty shots and shootout, we could be here for months. If this game ends tied and they have a shootout, we may be here for a month.
There could be delay of game penalties if there's a shootout.
Mark Lee leaving the game, and Luke Harris is coming in to play goal for the Trash Pandas, and Mark Lee did a great job. Anthony Stewart giving him a healthy round of applause.
And Luke Harris is the puck being dropped to his right.
So he's in the goal, and the draw won so cleanly it got by everybody, and it's rolling all the way back into the North Star end.
By the way, I'm in a little bit of trouble. They took the shots on goal off the clock.
You got nothing.
I got nothing. They're not even penalties.
No, I know. Brought in over the line by McPhee, and he lost the handle before he could get a shot away. Grosskorth gets it up on the wing. cleared to the line, but not out. Here are the North Stars keeping it alive on the near side. Into the shot taken by Sean Murray was blocked. Back of the net. Now Vassilo trying to play it in front, and it's going to come all the way rolling back down into the North Star end. 5 minutes and 41 seconds left in this exciting, well, pretty neat second period. Puck down into the Trash Pandas end. Played off into the right wing corner by Sean Murray. Played it back of the goal. Man in front is McDonald. They can't get him the puck. And Ari Bieber is in back of the goal and playing it off the boards and icing it. Good call, Scamp. Nicely done. Now they're going to bring it back. You've got an interesting young man that's kind of attached to your family a bit.
Nelman Vanya,
yeah.
Actually, before becoming a teacher, used to make maps for my brother in Oshawa.
Hey. And he did, so is he a map maker?
Oh, he was.
Oh, your brother is now, we didn't work on this as well as we had.
Well, no, I said something. No, but he, my brother's the now in the city planning department in Oshawa for years.
Yeah.
Now the city manager in Oshawa. So Vanya actually did some work for him,
well,
making maps.
Isn't that neat?
At first I thought he was, my brother might have been a pirate or something. I read that. I didn't know why he needed maps.
No, he's out in Oak Island,
yeah,
digging up treasure. Puck goes around the boards near side. Carl McLaren trying to keep it in for the North Stars. It is centered in front. Mathers couldn't get a shot. Now it does come in front. They score! Mathers getting it in front of the net. And Carl McLaren is able to score. And it is a 4-3 Oshawa lead.
You know, it's not easy going into the middle of a game, especially when it was tied at 3. So for Luke Harris, first real good chance he faces is about a 6-footer. And that was forehand to backhand, beat him glove side, and North Stars are up now, 4-3.
Just thinking about all of the people driving on the 401 or up the Don Valley Parkway, do you think they have any idea what's going on here?
I think you got to throw in a few Marner Matthews.
Yeah, just we'll fool them a little bit.
Screw with them a little bit.
But this is the very first annual Champions of Rec League Cup Hockey between the Oshawa North Stars and the Trash Pandas of Etobicoke. We've got Mike Zigamanis coaching the North Stars and Andrew Stewart, the Trash Pandas. And we've got a pretty good game going. 4-3 here with 4:06 left to play in the second period. Played down, and these teams had to go through a long process to be selected to play in this game. As a bouncing puck in on McRoberts is scooped up and held by the goaltender.
Eventually, with the help of social media, eventually get to the point where you just vote on the winner of the game and don't have to play it.
That would have been interesting.
Take it to the next level.
Yeah. Scooped in there by Kyle Walker. Pandas back of the net now with Mike Kaukonen trying to center. And it is gobbled up now and played out at center ice. And a long lead pass over on the right side. Here's McLean for the Oshawa North Stars, and the pass comes back to the blue line. Just kept in. Along the boards it goes for Alan McDonald. He goes to the side of the net and around back of the goal. Pokes it back to the point. Slap shot coming there off the stick of Craig McPhee. See, I would not play in this league. I can't have slap shots at me. That's just not happening. I would have got out of the way. Far side, played around back of the net.
Let's go with that reason.
Okay, I was frightened. Chipped along the boards, unable to get it out there was Mike Scarth, and a shot ricochets off the leg of Andrew Groskorth and went wide. Oh, a sprawling play to try and get it out, but here are the North Stars pressing again. Around back of the net, wraparound attempt made there by McPhee was thwarted by Luke Harris coming across the net. Here's McDonald at the point with a shot in traffic, and that was stopped. The rebound is not cleared. Good pressure here from the North Stars. 2:28 to go. Conditioning may be starting to show a little bit here, Mr. Ralph. It's a warm building. It's not like one of the rinks that these guys would be playing in, I think. There's a shot right on. Big save and scooped away at the last second by Grosskort for the Trash Pandas. Oh, good. They're going to hold it up against the wall for a bit. That works. And then it is cleared high. Where's it gone? Into the bench, I guess, and out of play. And a break here with 2:01 left to go in the second period, and it's 4-3 for the Oshawa North Stars.
And we've only got one puck, so this could take a while.
Thought of everything, right? They thought of everything. They got all kinds of great new uniforms and a bunch of stuff here for the fans that are here.
Growing up in the Sioux, that was the best part of having a younger brother.
He was in charge of the pucks.
Go get them. They're all in the snowbank over the boards.
Exactly. Pandas get it out, but the North Stars shoot it right back in again. Near side now for Mike Schwartzel. And he makes a nice move to get around one and then is skating sort of out at center ice. More running on his skates there. The pass in over on the right wing side, and Bieber was unable to get to it. Carl McLaren for the North Stars. Got it ahead, a long lead pass ahead at center for Sean Murray. He had it taken away, and then trying to get in over the line was Mike Schwartzel for the Pandas, and he turned it over. 3-on-1 break, Murray to the net, the shot slapped hard and wide by Daryl Mathers.
Well, when you've got a 3-on-0, one thing the goaltender's not going to expect is you winding up with a slap shot
from the angle.
Yeah,
but you know what?
It was
if you're going to score a goal in the big game, you can't be using your other guys.
You're going to score a goal, you probably shouldn't be missing the net by 40 feet either.
North Stars back in their own zone, and it is played out at center ice.
I don't know about you. It surprised me. I thought,
never mind.
3-on-0, there might be at least one pass.
Yeah, I think it almost surprised Luke Harris, the goalie, too. 36 seconds left to go in the period. Wynn works down into the corner for the Trash Pandas. He's the captain here, working to the far side. Oh, a centering pass he had. Angione all alone there, but the pass was intercepted. Now with 20 seconds left in over the line, they come again, the Pandas. On the right wing side, a pass in front of the net went wide. Wynn to the far wing, gets it back to the point. Dwyer playing it in, and a shot kicked away by McRoberts. And 6 seconds left in the period. And a centering pass, rolls in front. Oh, great chance for Angione, and there's the buzzer. No goal, no goal. Scampi was right on the mark.
I still think they're going to look at this.
We just did. Let me tell you again, no goal.
All right, we see the clock. There's the replay.
Yeah, there's no replay. Just leave it. Leave
just
it.
Just center. No, it goes to that. It's about a half a second.
Oh, good. Okay. So you did see a replay, or you just made it up in your mind? Yes, exactly. We will.
Where else would I make it up?
Exactly. We will take a break here as it is a 4-3 Oshawa North Star lead at the end of the second period. And you're listening to the great play here of the first annual Champions of Rec League Cup on the Fan 590. We are back here at the Mattamy Center. Let's go down between the benches again, and here is Gord Stelling.
Much, Joe. Wow, what a change for the North Stars. Down 2-1 after one period of time. Coach Mike Zigamanis, the key in coming back with a 4-3 lead after two.
Well, Gord, I was on the guys to really get pucks in deep for that period. I know that was a big part of our game plan coming into this one, and well, thanks a lot. Yeah, it was a tough one, but yeah, pucks in deep was a big one, and you know, the guys are just giving 110% right now, and that's kind of what it's all about.
Well, Carl McLaren, you've got right now the go-ahead goal. And talk about that period. Also, you're the bit older team, so it's a little bit of a surprise, the young upstart trash team, that you are not the trash talking, but you're putting them in the trash right now.
Yeah, we're just working as hard as we can out there and trying to make the right plays with the puck. We won game, so we give her all. Got a bunch of guys here that are over 40, but we're willing to work pretty hard tonight, so just go out there and keep doing what we're doing.
Joe thought Jim McNeil should have got a delay a game penalty on the penalty shot. What did you think?
I thought he was just setting the goalie up for a real nice move there at the end. He kind of lost the handle, but it's kind of a slow moving, developing play. But I think he was trying to put the goalie to sleep.
Well, it seemed to work anyway, but up 4-3, thanks very much. That's Carl McLaren, head coach Mike Zigomanis. It's 4-3. The North Stars are leading after two periods of play. You're listening to the Champions of Rec League Cup in partnership with the Beer Store on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
So we are right back here at Ryerson's Mattamy Athletic Center, the first annual Champions of Rec League Cup, and it is a 4-3 tight one led by the Oshawa North Stars.
And what about Gordon Selick, who spent a lot of time in here in management with the Toronto Maple Leafs here in this building, and really is a major reason why this building is what it is today.
Empty?
A grocery store.
I think what Ryerson did with this facility, to maintain... No. You're giving them a hard time.
Just giving Gordy the business.
Yeah, why wouldn't we? But they have Ryerson's done a marvelous job keeping this building as an arena and a memory of what Maple Leaf Gardens was all about. Now here's Adam Wynn for the Trash Pandas in on the right side. A one-on-three rush, and then he mishandles the puck. The puck comes free, and the Oshawa North Stars have it again. They come to center with Craig McPhee, trying to split the defense, dropped it back. Vanya tried to get a shot, but he was looking at his map at that point and couldn't find the puck. Now broken up by Vassilo. He couldn't get in, and now some heavy back checking knocks down Angione of the Pandas, and they going back now is Kyle Walker to take it around back of the net. Scoops it around on the boards up on the left wing side, and it gets too far, and so a change of players coming here for the Trash Pandas. Right back in on the right side is McLaren. Into the corner, couldn't get it in front. Pandas play it up on the wing, and they'll try to play it ahead on the left wing side, and do. Dorkson in on the wing, but can't get a shot at the net. Puck out at center ice and chipped along the boards to the defensive zone for the North Stars, who play it up ahead and trying to cut in on the wing. Here is a chance for Vassilo. He's in with a backhand. Oh, he got knocked down there by Mike Scarth. Pretty good defensive play, and the puck rolled harmlessly wide. Luke Harris is looking for his goal stick. It's right in front of him, and he can't pick it up yet. Puck is along the boards. Now he's got his stick in hand. At the point, a long shot goes off a leg and wide as Mike Schwartzel in front of the net deflected that wide of his own goal. The North Stars, an errant pass goes all the way back to center as Gary Skirving kind of went for a slide there, a little bit of a pirouette. I would have given him, you know, the Russian judge, maybe a 4.6. As it's played up on the wing and chipped along the boards, Bolger gets it out. And Dwyer sends it all the way down into North Star territory. A quick up and right back into the Trash Panda zone it goes. Beth Dollimore after the loose puck. Goes to the side of the net for Savoie. That was stopped and played quickly around by Beth Dollimore to the far wing. Jim McNeil keeping it in for the North Stars. Around back of the goal for Skirving. And the puck comes free. A centering pass knocked away. And it's up on the right wing side, and they can't get it out. Far side is Ryan Bolger, and now it's fed to center ice and out of the reach of Eric Dorkson down into the North Star end. 9 minutes to go in the third period. A lead pass. Savoie makes a nice move to get in on the left wing. Trying to drive and runs out of real estate. Now he's got it around back of the net, though. Sends it in front of the goal. They can't get to it. And now a wrist shot taken. Knocked into the corner by Luke Harris, the goaltender. Oh, bit of a stumble there back of the net. Neskovic for the North Stars lost it. Dwyer for the Pandas. Just trying to get rid of it to get a change of players going here.
And it's kind of back on their heels here trying to protect the lead, are they not?
I think. Played up ahead and in over the line. Here are the North Stars driving the net. Murray crashes. The goaltender gets kind of knocked a little bit, but the pass comes ahead at center. In across the line on the left wing side, Matt Cullum. Cullum trying to get it in front. The North Stars with the lead. They have a 4-3 advantage. Long bouncing puck goes back down into the zone. And now here are the Trash Pandas looking for the tying goal. But it comes back out into the center ice area. Played along the boards. Cullimore has it in his skates. Now looking for some open ice. Finds his defenseman. Kyle Walker in across the line. Bit of a move there, but a good poke check by Daryl Mathers. Took it to the far boards. And now it's rattled around the wall to the near side. Sean Murray of the North Stars playing it down, but missing his man, Longo. And now here the Pandas coming back with it. Matt Cullum across the line, drops it back. A shot cleared into the corner by McRoberts. Pandas onto the puck again on the far side. Angione couldn't come up with it. Comes to center, cleared back in on a delayed offside that Scampanella missed. Not surprising. He's out there all by his little old lonesome, and he wasn't all that good when he was in the league anyway.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Good point.
Yeah. Sort of what I meant.
Yes.
If I'm in and he's in, I mean, what? That can't be all that important.
You guys, you know, it's a kind of a wing off the main house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For the relatives.
Yeah, with bad relatives, yeah. Vanya loses the puck on the near wing. Here's Kaukonen back on the left wing side for the Trash Pandas. Kaukonen into the slot. Nice move and a shot. And a good blocking arm save made by Eric Robertson. Now they score. Holy mackinaw, loose in front of the net was Mike Scarth. And this game is tied.
Yes, it is, Joe.
I think a little while ago you had the other team winning.
Well, it doesn't matter now, does
no, it?
No, it
doesn't. No.
Like I said, I PVR'd a lot of the games, and they're using their original jerseys.
Yeah.
That's a little more difficult thing. The one with the big panda and the garbage can.
Yeah. Yeah. Long shot, and Luke Harris, the goalie for the Trash Pandas, catches that.
Third jerseys are always a little controversial.
They are. And, you know, when you add the pants and the new socks and all of that sort of stuff, it is confusing. Oshawa wins the faceoff. A shot by Jim McNeil went wide of the net. Cleared down into the left wing corner for Harden. Bradley Harden gets it back of the goal. Pass comes up on the wing. And here's Dwyer skating out at center. Dwyer in on the left wing. Tried to fake a shot. Works to the near boards. Dwyer looking for someone in front, took a shot, that was blocked, grabbed off by Henri Bieber around back of the net, into the goal crease, there's a scramble going on there, and it's played away on the far side, kept in by Beth Dollimore with a shot, and that was stopped. They weren't kidding, the Trash Pandas, when they said Beth Dollimore was one of their best players. She's played great out here. Brought in by Dwyer and over the line. Pandas have it into the corner, and a centering pass went right by Eric Dorkson, and now is flipped out at center ice by the North Stars. A tie game with 5:12 to go. We will decide a tie with penalty shots.
Well, let's hope it doesn't come to that.
No, because we've seen two penalty shots that haven't done anything with it. Now's a loose puck to the side of the net, and it's cleared out of harm's way by the Trash Pandas in front. Good play made there by Matt Cullum. Now here are the North Stars with it again. Centering in front. Shot kicked away by Harris. And he's going to cover up on it. And we've got we're starting to see a little more physicality, Mr. Ralph. I think some of the boys are taking this a little serious now with 4 minutes and 47 seconds left.
That's right, Joe. And the out-of-town scoreboard, Bob Smoke and Tire Shop and Gary's Patio Furniture tied at 3. That is early in the second period.
Which province? Bob Smoke and Tire have had a great season, though.
Well, they're getting some traction now.
Pass to the open wing. Whoa! Almost too many men on the ice here. The Trash Panda's in! Oh, and a good save made by McRoberts with the blocking hand.
And because the North Stars, everybody froze, thinking they're going to have too many men on the ice. They have a free lane to the net.
Come on, Scampi, get out of the way.
You know, it's louder when I got headsets on and you're yelling, right?
Sorry. I just had to let Scampi know I wasn't happy with his officiating.
I want to apologize to the guy in the ditch on the Don Valley right now.
Shot by Mike Longo down into the trash pan. Ooh, collision there with a couple of players. They seem to be all right. Here's Sean Murray trying to center. Nice pass intercept now, and the Pandas are breaking with a two-on-two. In on the wing it comes. Chance now for Schwartzel. And a good save by McRoberts. Puck in the zone. Leg out.
Whoa.
Good collision. Here is a chance for Vassilo. Shane Vassilo centers. Some good back. We're seeing back checking and hacking and whacking. I think we should play another period. There might be a fight. Into the corner. Centering pass goes into the corner. You know, this is typical beer league games, right? We're going to have a nice, friendly little match. Whoa! Now the net almost gets knocked off.
Until we're
tied. Now he got pushed. Now he...
Get in there, Scamp.
Get in there, Scamp. We can't have this. Oh, this is typical beer league hockey, though. Everything's nicey-nicey until the score gets tight. And then look out.
You know what? Mike Zygmantas was a dirty player, and I think we're seeing that now from a coaching standpoint.
Oh, 3:09 to play. We're tied at fours. And tempers are starting to run a little thin. A puck swept out into the center ice area. The North Stars try to work back in on the right side, and Scampi's right on it. As Carl McLaren brought the puck in, and it was offside.
Right, Scampanella now 3-for-19 on offsides.
He still has his name on the back of his jersey, have you noticed that? He must have a lot of them. Out here are the Trash Pandas. Can't get it in over the line. Bieber had it knocked away. Vanya tries to work in over the line. Got a shot away and an easy catch there for Luke Harris, rather. And he'll bring a face-off in the Trash Pandas end. 2:46 to go. Tie game. And it's good that the two teams are pretty evenly matched, obviously, and that's been great. Oh, here's a tip, and we got a 3-on-1 break for the Pandas. In on the right side now with it. Trying to go Dwyer. Oh, look out. And one of the Trash Pandas... fell into the one of the goaltender for the North Stars. Everybody okay? Yeah, he waved at me.
Daryl Mathers, though, made the sprawling play on a 3-on-1 to break it up.
Vanya drops it off on the right wing side, and a shot taken there by Skirving, and it was swallowed up easily by Luke Harris, and now another faceoff coming with 2 minutes and 14 seconds left in the third period. We've got family and friends and offspring. All of these guys, a lot of them have got young boys that play minor hockey. They coach and enjoy it. And, oh, important notice, the trophy is in the building. Actually, it's been here the whole damn time, but this is official now. It's in the building.
They took it out of the cooler to make room for more ice.
I just hope that they have a pair of white gloves to work with it, you know. North Stars get it out at center. And here's McLean across the line. Harden looked like he was offside, but it's played over on the far wing. And here is Nick Angione for the Trash Pandas, working it on the right side. Goes in around back of the net, into the near corner. Tried to center, went off a skate. Colum couldn't get a shot. And now the North Stars with a minute and a half to go in the third period in a 4-4 tie. Play it down into the zone and head to the bench. Zygmantas working that bench like an expert as he's got them just on the edge of their seats trying to get onto the ice. Uh-oh, here comes Kaukonen. Mike Kaukonen in over the line on the left wing side. Gets wide and a shot. And he sent it just wide of that far post. Lead pass at center. Cullimore in over the line with a shot. Oh. And a hard drive taken off the glove by Luke Harris. Beth Dollimore playing it out and down the ice. Less than a minute. This will not go for icing. And the North Stars are going back to the puck. Alan McDonald around back of the net, chased by Kaukonen. It comes to center. And Beth Dollimore will go back, and she has it back in her own zone. Over on the near side for Greg Perry. Perry off the boards to center. Maybe one last rush here. Dorkson in. Eric Dorkson into the corner. 35 seconds left in the third. Comes back to the point to Perry. A shot deflected. Scores! Kaukonen in front of the net. Holy Mackinac with 30.6 seconds left. And the Trash Pandas have taken the lead.
Simple wrist shot from the left point. I don't know if Stewart or Zygmunt has said this in their preamble between periods. Get traffic in front, get pucks through. This is a wrist shot from the left point, 30.6 seconds left. And Mike Kukkonen was able to redirect it down and to the left of Luke Harris.
Kaukonen makes it a 5-4 lead.
Pardon me, Mike McRoberts.
McRoberts, yes. Yeah,
that was the goaltender.
Yep. Great deflection, though, wasn't it? So, now, the trophy is in the building, and now Zygmunt has got to draw up something.
I think he's challenging to see if it was an offside coming into the zone.
No, no, he's got his Etch-a-Sketch there. He's drawing something out on it, I think.
I don't know what. The steward's pointing one way. Zygmunt is pointing the other. Hmm. And Ray Scampanella, I think, is confused.
Again?
Yes.
Well, it's nice to see that in his retirement, nothing's changed.
And actually, they're going to pull the goaltender. Are they going to do that right off the opening faceoff?
I believe that. With 30.6 seconds, they're going. Well, no. Yep. No, yeah, yep, they are.
Nope.
Yep. No. Yep. No. Yep. Six attackers on for the North Stars. Pandas score with 30.6 seconds left in the third period. And clear the puck to center and launch it all the way down into the defensive zone for North Stars. 20 seconds left. One last rush. Savoie to center. Pass on the wing for Vassalo. Vassalo in along the line. Couldn't get it in front. Puck comes in front of the net. Played off the boards and out. 6 seconds left. And it looks like the Trash Pandas are going to be.
No,
he didn't call icing.
Yes.
4.3 seconds left.
A controversial icing call.
The only one we've had this period.
Scampanella will drop it. As faceoff will be to the right of Luke Harris.
All right, here we go. 6 seconds, and they're going to try and shoot it right from the faceoff, and a shot is taken. And with 1.4 seconds left, a big save had to be made by Luke Harris. Now, this will be a little tough to score. 1.4 seconds left. And the centerman just falls down, and there's the buzzer. The final score is the Trash Pandas 5, the Oshawa North Stars 4.
Like you said, close game.
Yeah, it was.
Comes down to a redirection with 30 seconds to go in regulation. That is the difference. I thought we saw a little bit of everything. We saw some great plays, some questionable judgments, and some great goaltending.
And some not so great plays, and some people that had trouble skating, but a lot of fun was had by everybody. So, holy Mackinac, the new champions of the Rec League are going to be the Trash Pandas as they are lining up now to shake hands with the Oshawa North Stars. And a pretty neat Rec League opportunity here. That's always fun. And, you know, the guys at Sportsnet 590 The Fan have done a great job in organizing all of this, and it's been a long couple of months as they tried to decide who was actually going to be in it. But you get two teams out of different leagues that play as close as this game was. I think it was outstanding. And now they're going to the respective blue lines. And, oh, the fans are getting a salute from the Trash Pandas.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's what happens when you win, because North Stars are getting a very lukewarm response from their fans.
Well, Gord Stellick is going to be down at ice level, and he's going to chat with some of the players and some of the winners as the presentation is going to be made here. be Adam Wynn, who will...
right now, I think.
I think, yeah. They're going to bring the trophy out.
When?
Well, right now. It's when, but when will be later. He'll be out there. So a great night here at the Ryerson Mattamy Arena, the old Maple Leaf Gardens. And here's Simon.
They're silver medals.
Silver medals being awarded here to all of the Oshawa North Stars. Dirk McNaughton, Eric Neshkovich, Bradley Harden, Jim McNeil, Nam Vanya, Gary Skirving, Jason McLean, Aaron Topple, Alan McDonald, Alan Judges, Craig McPhee, Sean Murray, Shane Vassalo, Daryl Mathers, Carl McLaren, Dwayne Cummings, Mike Longo, Ryan Savoy, and goaltender Mike McRoberts.
And I think the biggest fear was you had a 7 or 8-1 game at some point.
No, that was very competitive, and it got a little testy at the end. Typical beer league guys decided that they were going to get after one another a little bit.
Well, as Orville Tessa used to call it, a little bit of Anima City between the two clubs. Like you said, everything's fun, and it's a nice.
Oh yeah, it's a nice idea.
Nice fun,
but you know what? That's
out.
Why they keep score.
I know,
right? That's why they keep score.
You can take Canadians out of Canada, but you can't take the competitive spirit out of a hockey game.
Second goal of the game for Mike Kaukonen is the game winner. And Scarth scored a couple of goals for the Pandas as well. And Bieber, the other goal for the Pandas. Murray, along with Judges, Longo, and McLaren, getting the goals for the Oshawa North Stars. And we're going to send it down to Gord Stellick.
Daryl Mathers, captain of the North Stars. And tell you something, first of all, tough loss last minute, but kind of cool. The old Maple Leaf Gardens now at Mattamy Center.
Yeah, that was actually lots of fun. Even though it's a contest and promotion, it meant a lot to us to be able to play in it, and it's kind of disappointing the way it ended, but I'm sure in a couple hours we'll feel pretty good about everything. But it was an interesting game.
Shades of Boreas Salming, the 3-on-1, you made the all-time defensive play in the game tonight.
Well, thank you. I was just happy that maybe Joe Bowen will say my name in a positive light on the radio at least once, so that I'll take that home, but... Just coming back on the bench and having my teammates, you know, hit me on the head and stuff and be proud of me, meant all the world to me.
Who do you want to say hi to?
I'll say hi to my my three children who are at home, Avery, Camille, and Seth, my wife who's in attendance.
Congratulations, Daryl. Great game. Thank you very much. Daryl Mathers talking about a great game. The captain of the North Stars will do the gold medal presentation and talk to the winners. Joe?
All right. Thanks, Gordo. And the winners are the Trash Pandas. So if you have been wondering what that name is from, it is raccoons. And certainly this city and anything around Toronto has got a lot of trash pandas that tend to get into your garbage and maybe take umbrage in getting into your garage and living with you when you really don't expect it.
Yeah, it kind of had... both ends of the spectrum when it came to team nicknames.
Yeah, I like that.
North Stars. Of course, that's fairly common, isn't it? I know Northern Ontario.
Oh, yeah.
Either we're North Stars, Trash Pandas.
Not so often.
The other end of the spectrum.
So here are the Trash Pandas, Mark Lee and Luke Harris, the goaltenders. Kyle Walker, Beth Dollimore, Greg Perry, Mike Kaukonen, Mike Schwartzel, Matt Collum, Adam Wynn, the captain, Andrew Groskorth, Whitney Kennedy, Henri Bieber, Ryan Bolger, Eric Dorkson, Michael Dwyer, Mike Scarth, Nick Angione, and Mike Bedham. And let's go back downstairs to Gord.
Joe and Jim seem familiar with Adam Wynn, the captain of the Trash Pandas. And this is cool. Like you said, it's the Mattamy Center, but the old Maple Leaf Gardens. And to be back, come back, then be behind and win it in the last minute. Must be pretty exciting.
Well, absolutely. You couldn't script this any better. I mean, half of these guys haven't sniffed the show before, so just the entire pomp and circumstance, being out for the national anthem and having our names called out, it was, the whole thing was unbelievable, and the game was fantastic. I mean, we started off a little shaky, like a trash bin, and we looked like we got trapped in a green bin for a while, but we managed to climb out and get a few scraps and got some key goals down the stretch. Once our other goalie came in, I feel like he gave us a bit of a spark, and from then on, we didn't look back.
Good mixture of local guys and some East Coast guys on your team.
Yeah, we got people from all over the place. Unionville, Newmarket, all the way out to the East Coast and in New Brunswick. We had a couple people that couldn't make it out, unfortunately, Whitney Kennedy and Mike Bedham. So shout out to them. We missed them. But we did what we had to do and brought the first annual Coral Cup home.
Anyone you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah, just a shout out to my family, my parents, my sister, my girlfriend Chrissy. Yeah, we're expecting a child in June, so I think that's probably the only thing that can top this feeling right now. So, yeah.
Well, congratulations, the first ever winner. We're going to turn it up to a PA announcer, Simon Bennett.
Congratulations.
That was awesome.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the first annual champions of Rec League Cup are the Trash Pandas!
So congratulations to the Trash Bandits, the first ever championship. You know what? That was a lot of fun. These guys
yes.
worked hard and enjoyed it. And we're going to get a circle the rink. Nice. Oh, that's there we go.
Yeah, that might be overdoing it just a bit.
Oh, what the heck? Oh, yeah, you got to do it. Good stuff. So we are pretty much done here at the Mattamy Center, but first we want to really thank all of the volunteers, the staff from the beer store, Sportsnet 590 and Ryerson's Mattamy Athletic Center, making today happen. And a hearty congratulations to both of these teams to making it here after months of contesting and a lot of work online. The final score was the Trash Pandas 5 and the Oshawa North Stars 4. For Gord Stellick and Jim Ralph, I'm Joe Bowen. This has been the first annual Champions of Rec League Cup in partnership with the Beer Store on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.